Let me first thank my Lord for what he has been doing, not only in my life, but also what I see in the life of my brothers and sisters. Because one thing that we know, I am learning little by little and every day more, is that God is always at work. And blessed be his holy name. God is busy. God is doing wonderful things on this earth. And I praise the Lord with all my heart for the privilege and the honor that we have to have a part in his work. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. God is at work, and God is doing something wonderful. And blessed be his holy name. Let me try to explain this to you, so you will understand what I have on my heart today. Here we have God, and by the church, yes, he chose the church to show his manifold wisdom. To whom, according to this verse, to principalities and powers in heavenly places. I will call these heavenly beings. Heavenly beings. In his manifold wisdom, God chose the church, praise God, to show something to these heavenly beings. Manifold wisdom. What do we mean when we read or when I say manifold wisdom? According to the Greek, it's a wisdom that manifests itself in many, many ways. Keep in mind that God is God, and he has wisdom. All wisdom. So God is doing through the church the call out. Those who have heard the call of God and they have come out of the things of the world and have surrendered their life unto him, God is doing something through them. And praise God, he's teaching to these heavenly beings something wonderful. Remember, God has all wisdom. And God is doing so many things that our mind cannot grasp. Our mind cannot understand. Heavenly beings, remember in heaven there was rebellion. God's wisdom was challenged. And you know, God knows everything. From the very beginning to the end. And God is teaching those heavenly beings, praise God, that he is the Almighty God. And that his wisdom that was questioned by Satan, God knows what he's doing. Praise God. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Do you remember Job? Sure. you are familiar with the story of Job that we have in the Old Testament. And Job was, at that time in his life, he was a member of the church. And God said, look, Satan, Job is a perfect man. God knew what he was saying. He's separated from evil. But Satan didn't believe what God said. He didn't believe. And what he said, well, you have blessed him. You have made him what he is now, because you blessed him, and that's the reason he loves you. It seems to me that he was trying to tell, you have a deal with Job, you see. Job served you, and you blessed him. But God knew what this man has in his heart. Satan didn't know. God's wisdom was questioned. And remember, he came before the presence of these heavenly beings. God's wisdom was questioned. I believe, praise God, with all my heart, that this man Job didn't know anything of what was going in the heavenly realm, that he was going to be used by God to show the manifold wisdom of God. Because God knew his heart. Satan didn't know Job's heart. And you know, Job gave a wonderful testimony. He was faithful to God. And he proved, behold, before these heavenly beings, he proved that God was right. Praise the Lord. You see, God is using all the time his people. We are here, and we have the privilege, praise God, hallelujah, we have the privilege and the honor to have a part in his work, and we are teaching something to these heavenly beings. And I believe with all my heart, after this work of God is folded on this earth, there is not going to be another rebellion in heaven. Praise God. God's wisdom is so deep. He's doing so many things. And at the same time, it amazes me. Praise God. What this wisdom is all about. I talked to you the last time about knowing God. Knowing God. Having that personal relationship with the living God. As you know, we are supposed to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we grow and get closer to this mighty being in heaven, praise God, we can understand. Praise God. He's so great. He's so wonderful. Praise God. Oh, the mercy and love of God for these human creatures, that he has given us the opportunity to serve him and work for him. Blessed be his holy name. And you know, God is doing, he's doing many, many things. And today, I would like to talk to you about some of the things that God is doing. You know, God has an agenda. What is an agenda? It's a plan. It's a program. And according to the English dictionary, it's a list. It's an outline. And it's a plan. Our brother Randall mentioned and said, of things to be considered and done. God has an agenda. He has a plan. And by the way, the word agenda is not found in the Bible. Oh, by the way, agenda in Spanish is the same word. The only thing is that we pronounce it different. You know, Spanish-speaking people, that we pronounce it agenda. But it's the same thing. It's a list of things that God, in this case, is doing. You see. And God, as I told you, is doing many things at the same time. Praise God. And God is going to see that his plan, oh, by the way, the word plan is not found in the Bible either. Outlined is not found. But the books speaks about the purpose of God. Praise God. And God has a plan, and the plan of God is going to be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. So let's talk about some of the things that God is going to do in this end time, because don't doubt, we are living in the last days, and God's plan is going to be fulfilled. Many things God has planned that are going to be fulfilled in this time, in this end time. We talk about the restoration. Praise God. Wonderful. We pray. And we know that God is going to unite Israel, the true Israel of God. And so there are many things that God is going to do. But let's talk about this. Let's go to Revelation chapter 10 and verse 7. Revelation chapter 10 and verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Keep in mind, this is the seventh angel, the last angel. When he shall begin to sound, or according to the Greek, when he's about to sound. To sound what? The last trumpet, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets. So we know that in God's agenda, we have the mystery of God is going to be what? Hallelujah. It's going to be finished. It's going to be completed. It's going to be brought to fruition. God is going to finish this mystery. You know, what is a mystery? Anyway, what is a mystery? Huh? Christ is you. That is the mystery. And you know, a mystery is something that is hidden, that you don't see it. You see? What happened? That was a mystery. But let's read it in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Yes. Thank you, Brother Richard. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27. Praise the Lord. But let's read 26 too, huh? Because it can help us to understand something. Even the mystery which has been hid. This mystery has been hid from ages and from generation. But praise God. Now, and Brother Paul wrote that, at that time, he said, is made manifest to his saints. This mystery has been revealed today. Praise God. And verse 26. To whom God would make known what is the riches or the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, praise God, what? Christ in you. What? The hope of glory. Hallelujah. It's a mystery. It was a mystery. But not today. For the world is still a mystery. God is going to finish the work that he's doing in our hearts. Because remember, God is changing us to the image of his dear Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise God. And God is working. And I want to join his work. I want to follow him. Praise God. To cooperate with him. That this mystery will be fulfilled and finished in our hearts and life. That Christ be formed in my life, in my heart. Praise the Lord. That is in God's agenda, people, and it's going to be finished in this end time. In this end time, I believe there is going to be a group of people that are coming to that state in Christ Jesus to be like him. And what happened after that? What happened when God has finished this mystery and Christ is poured in us and we have come to that state of perfection in Christ Jesus? What's going to happen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 and verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature or the creation waiteth for what? For the manifestation of the sons of God. I believe when we reach this state in God, God is going to have something wonderful, the manifestation of the sons of God. God is going to show to the world, praise God, that he has a family of beings. Let's call it divine family. Yes. God is going to show, here they are. Here the whole creation is what? Waiting for this. What is this going to happen? When? God is working. Praise the Lord. Let me try to explain to you how I see this. We are getting close to another end of our school year. And some of you are going to come here in May when we have graduation exercise. And you know, this year we only have one graduate, Rachel. Only one student. You see? And there is going to be a graduation day for her. I believe that the manifestation of the Son of God is going to be like our graduation. Do you understand what I mean? Rachel has been working for several years, and finally he's coming to the day that she's looking forward to receive her diploma. That is going to show the accomplishment of this young lady. I believe the same thing is going to happen with the manifestation of the sons of God. When this mystery is completed, let me try to explain to you something. That word manifestation is the same Greek word that we find in the book of Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ. So, manifestation and revelation come from the same Greek word. What I'm trying to convey to you, I'm trying this. If I say the whole creation is waiting for the revelation, praise God, or the sons of God, the same thing. You see, God is going to reveal. It seems for the world that is something that they don't understand, that they don't know about. But we know, because if God is working with us. Oh, God is going to uncover. Here it is. That's the reason Jesus, my son, died. not only that you find salvation, but praise God that you, praise God, show to the world what they have missed. Because they didn't follow me. People, that places a tremendous responsibility upon my soul, upon my heart, and also places a tremendous responsibility upon you. Praise God. And what is going to happen? Now we have the mystery finished. The sons of God are unveiled to the world. What's going to happen?
I don't know.
Yes, I don't know, but the book tells us. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12. Remember, Revelation, a book of symbols and sign language. Revelation chapter 12. And I would like to read verses 1 through 5. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. We know who is the woman. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder. This is another wonder. Oh, what is a wonder, huh? What is a wonder? Huh? Within the wonder of it all, surely I wonder how God could have loved me when I don't deserve His mercy. I don't deserve. It's something that we don't understand. It's something that amazes us. It's a wonder. There was one wonder. That is the second one here. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And remember, this is in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the 3rd part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered. Oh, the dragon was there, close to the woman, to devour what? To devour, for to devour her child as soon as he was born. Satan, we know, is the red dragon. And he knows, praise God, that the woman is going to have a child, and it's called the man child. The woman gave birth. Let's go to verse 5 and find out. And she brought forth a man child. The woman who was to rule who? All the nations. Oh, this man child that, praise God, that was brought forth by the woman, this man child is going to rule all the nation. How? With a rod of what? Of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So God also has in his agenda the man child. And the man child is going to what? To rule. Praise God. I believe that before the end, God is going to reveal the man child. And he's going to use the man child to rule over the nations. And they will go to the nations and tell in the name of Jesus and command victory and command what? what God wants them to do. You see, the mystery finished. God manifests His Son, and then we have the divine child used by God in a wonderful way. Praise God. Is this the order that God is going to do it? I don't know. I don't know. I only know that is in God's agenda, and it's going to be come to pass. It's going to be brought to pass in this end time. Oh, but who are going to be the members of the man child? Because I believe the man child, remember, is a book of science and language. This is my personal belief. I don't believe that it's only one person. No. Praise God. Revelation, the same book. But let's go now. Let's go back and go to chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2 and verses 26 and 27. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works and to the end, to him will I give what? Power over the nations. And he, the overcomer, shall rule them. Who? The nations. How? Praise God. With a rod of iron. Praise God. Strong. Praise God. This is the work that God is going to do in this end time. He's going to show that He is God. And that He is in control and has been in control all the time of everything. You see? And He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I receive from my Father. I see in the book, the man child is a group of overcomers. They have been given completely to God, that God can use them in a mighty way in this end time. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to verse 26. To him will I give power over the nations. You know, this word power is not the best translation, because this word in the Greek is exousia. And you know, because Brother Randall has spoken and has taught about this, what is exousia? Authority. You know, these people are going to have authority. Authority. Excuse me, I don't have enough room there. Authority. Okay, power is wonderful. And he thanked God for the power that he has given to his people. We have been studying this in the Friday night Bible classes with our pastor Randall. Yeah, God has given us power. He told us to memorize that verse, 1 Corinthians. What? 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not what? Just in word, but in what? In power. That power is dunamis. It's wonderful. You know? And we need that power. Praise God. But there is a better word. You know, a person can have power and can have what? Authority. Authority comes directly from the throne of grace. Those people will have authority to tell people what to do. They have authority to give commandments in the name of Jesus. Do this to the nation, remember. This is what God has in store for us people. Wonderful, wonderful. And in God's agenda, there are other things that God is going to accomplish in this end time. But I only wanted to put these three together because I feel the need of doing it today. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now you can ask me, Brother Armando, where do I fit? I believe, knowing our God, that He is not a respecter of persons, that every person has the opportunity to reach this state in God, you know. Yes, this is not just for the preachers. This is not just for the Bible teachers. This is not just for the son leaders or those who have a position in the church. This is for whosoever were. Hallelujah. Whosoever were. You, young people, you have the call of God to be among this group of people. It will take, yes, complete surrender. That is going to take complete surrender of every person that wants to be used by God in this end time. But it's available. It's available. The kingdom of God, no wonder how many times has preached and taught about that the kingdom of God is what? At hand. It's accessible. It's available. And it's now. And these people is for you and for me. Praise God. So we can have part on this. And the call of God is still the same. God's calling. And I thank the Lord because, hallelujah, I have seen changes. I know that God is working in our midst. God is working. If you don't see the work of God and changes that He's making, I know what to tell you. Ask the Lord to help you, to heal you. What? Spiritual eyes. Excuse me, to see what He's doing. Because God is doing. Okay? We send, change my heart. Oh God. Change my heart. Oh God. You see? To reach that goal that God has set before us. And I think that everyone in this room sang that song. I think I might be wrong. Change my heart, oh God. You are what? The potter. I am what? The clay. God is doing something. And only when that change is finished, then we will be able, praise God, to reach that state in God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Imagine there is a glass there before us, and we see in that glass the glory of the Lord. And I believe it has to do with the Word of God. As we read the Word of God, we behold His glory. We behold His presence. We behold His nature. We behold Him. Are what changed? Or according to the Greek, are being changed. It's a process. Into what? The same image, from glory to glory, even I, by the Spirit of the Lord. I have this Bible that is bilingual. It's written in Spanish, and in English. And here it says, we are transformed. We are changed. We are transformed. We are changed into another form. The form, praise God, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And you know, God has provided everything that we need to see this accomplished in our life. And God has a process. Talking about God's agenda, let me try to talk to you about God's process. God has a way to do things that they work. And they will work all the time. Because God is behind that. And that process is not going to change. We change, but not God. God's process. Let's talk about that. Malachi, in the Old Testament. Let's go to the book of Malachi. And I would like to read Malachi chapter 3, verses 2, 3, and 4. But who may abide the day of his coming? Whose coming is talking about? The prophet Malachi. Praise the Lord. You see, he's talking about the coming of the Lord, the end time that we are living in. And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like what? A refiner? Hello? Refiner what? Fire. And like fullers, what? Soap. Fire and soap that we need to cleanse. Oh, the manifold wisdom of God, Lord, you know why you're doing, Lord God. We don't. Thank you for thy mercy in dealing with us, Lord God. And particularly, I thank you, Lord, be patient with me. How much I need you, Lord God. How much we need you, Lord God. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you. Because thy mercy endureth forever. And he shall sit, verse 3, as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi. Hallelujah. And purge them as gold and silver. What is the reason of this purification? That they may offer unto the Lord an offering. In what? In righteousness. The reason of the purification is because it's needed to be able to offer unto our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. An offering unto righteousness. Praise the Lord. And verse 4. Then, at that time, then, praise the Lord, shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord. At that time, when we are completely clean, purified, and washed with fuller soap, and made clean in the precious and the mighty blood of Jesus, then our offering, Judah, Jerusalem, is talking about God's people. Then the offering is going to be pleasant unto the Lord. Praise God. As in the days of old, as in the former years. God is purifying. So one of the methods, or one of the, or part of the process that God is using, let's call it purification. And if we're going to be purified like gold or like silver, you know that. It takes a lot of heat, praise God, to make gold and silver, a lot of heat. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 18. Let's dive. This verse of Malachi, these verses of Malachi with Revelation 3, 18. Praise the Lord. I counsel thee. Hallelujah. This is Jesus talking to the church and also talking individually to each one of his children. I counsel thee to buy of whom? Of me. Gold tried in the fire. Gold tried in the fire. And he says, of me, the only one who can give this gold is Jesus. Because it's Jesus' nature. And he's telling us, buy of me, praise the Lord, gold tried in the fire. The Greek trier, you know what it means? Tried in the fire. By the fire. So fire is repeated there in the Greek. Why? Hallelujah. Because we need a fire, people. And I thank God. Praise the Lord. Be careful, Mr. Montes. I thank God for the fire. And I thank the Lord for the many times that he has allowed me the fire in my life because I need it. Praise God. That thou mayest be what? Rich. Gold. And why raiment? That thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyes sob, that thou mayest see. You see, I don't want to talk about the other sins, huh? About the white raiment, and about what? About the eyes have that we need, because I just want to refer to this, to the purification. Purification. It takes a lot of what? Fire. Fire. You know that the Greek word for fire is pool, and we change it into our English language, P-Y-R, and we have the word in English, pyro what? Pyromaniac. Can you see this? Or do I need to copy this in another place? So you will understand what I mean. Well, I want that you get the point. I'm bigger. Pyromaniac. Does anybody explain to this class, to this group of people, what is a pyromaniac? Remember, it has to be with fire. What is a pyromaniac? Infatuated with fire. You know that there are people that like to send things on fire. There are that kind of people. Arson, we have it in English. It's a mania. It's not something normal. There is something wrong with them. They please themselves, putting this on fire. Throwing it much here and see the fire. Some people like that. Is God a pyromaniac? No. But God will use all the fire that he can and that we need to what? So that we will move. Do you understand what I mean? I don't know about you, but this week, praise God for his mercy, I have felt the fire of God in my life. Telling me, Armando, it's time to move on with me. You see, and I don't want to miss the call of God to go deeper with him. I have felt the fire. I don't know about you. Maybe I am the only one that God is putting that fire. But you know what happens when you touch something that is hot? What happens? You ladies working in the kitchen, you make a mistake and touch it. That is hot, you drop it right away. Because it's going to burn you. And when something puts something hot on my back, what? I move. My point is, God will use the heat so we can move forward with Him. Do you understand what I mean? God is working, but God will use this process. And part of the process is the purification. Let me try to raise this. Oh, sorry, but we have some Spanish-speaking people here. Pyromaniac. You ladies who know Spanish, do you know the word piromano? Huh? No? Maybe it's not a common word, but it's in the Spanish language. Piromano is a translation for pyromaniac in the English. Piromano. Praise God. But what else is God doing? And how is He doing it? Praise the Lord. Let's go together to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 26 and 27. Another part of God's process, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. God is using another thing, part of His process, and it's sanctification. And according to these verses written by Brother Paul, this sanctification is accomplished by, praise the Lord, the washing of word by the word. God is also using His word, praise the Lord, to accomplish His will. And God is sanctifying us because, you see, we need to be holy before God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. The Word of God has been designed to sanctify us, to set us apart, to be holy before God. And this process has worked during the years that God has been dealing with His people, and is going to work, and is working today with His people, and is going to work also with His people in this end time. Praise God. Let's go now to 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, and spirit, perfecting what? Holiness. Sanctification in the fear of God. We're supposed to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. And I feel that I need to make a confession before you people. And I do it because I need help. As you know, part of my work is to take care of calf, and I thank the Lord for Ian and Peter, those boys who have been helping me to feed the calf. And I really thank Stretch for the great help that they have been to me, that he has been to me in my work, taking care of calf. I was alone feeding the calf that time. And you remember X7? He has been a troublemaker. That calf has been being a troublemaker. What do I mean with that? By this time, I think he's at least 3 months old. He should be weaned. That means he should not be drinking more milk. And he should be pretty and of good size. But he is not. And you know what? I have done everything that I can think about to make that calf to drink. And sometimes he drinks a little, sometimes I don't know what is the problem. He doesn't drink. And do you remember what I told you? X7 has tried my patience to the uttermost. Believe it. So that day when I was alone, I put there the milk and I tried to help him. You see, he began to drink, but then I moved to feed another calf, big one, you know, boys. You see what happened? That calf, instead of staying in his bucket, drinking his milk, he comes to the other calf to try to drink from his bucket. Well, he has his own bucket with his milk. I lost my temper. I had to make a confession. I grabbed one bucket and hit it. I didn't do it really hard. But I was about, believe me. Thank you, Lord God. And I cried to the Lord and asked the Lord's help. And I told Lord, you know how many things I have done to help this calf. I don't know what to do. You know, I have to repent and come to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. Now I can see the hand of the Lord working in so many ways. Thank you, Lord, for thy mercy. Then I don't deserve it. You see? Because many years ago, God showed me that I had a bad temper. And you know, I didn't tell the Lord that. But he showed it to me. I don't have any doubt of that. That came from him. And you know, I didn't talk to the Lord and tell him, I don't believe you. But in my heart, there was a reluctance to accept what God was telling me. Now I know. God knows what is here. You see, and it only took X7 to be a troublemaker to show what I have in my heart. And not only that, I can see the manifold wisdom of God. Why does people of the living God have a dairy? Why? Brother Randall can tell you, because God called us to have a dairy. That's the reason we have it. And I see it's a way to support the group. But I also, the most important thing is working at the dairy. It will show, hallelujah, what we have in our hearts. You know, God knows what he's doing. And we have a problem at the dairy. Because somebody thinks to do this thing in this way. But the other thing is this way. And you know what happened? Robin elbow. What's going to happen? We have problems. And then the bad empress will show up. Do you understand what I mean? God knows what he's doing. People, don't doubt that. And that is the process that God has chosen. And the dairy, I believe, is part of that process for people of the living God. Ah, I have been seeing God working. You see, with us, concerning the different problems in relationship that we have because of the dairy. People, I'm talking to you about this because I feel there is a need of change. I don't doubt it. Change my heart. Oh God. That is part of the process. Now people, you my brothers and my sisters know part of my problems. Now you are responsible to pray for me. pray that the Lord help me with my bad temper. And when I go there, I can talk to X7, that is in the ear tag of that bull. I have people praying for me. I'm very changed now. Oh, the manifold wisdom of God. Amen. This is the God that we are serving. And I thank God. I thank God for his mercy. Because it was only the mercy of God that reached me. And reached me, I think it was Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon when I was by myself. They are feeding the calf. And I thank the Lord for his mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. But let's go to another part of the process. Well, this is taking too long. I'm watching that. I was not watching the clock. Now I'm watching the clock. let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Praise the Lord. And I would like to read from verses 5 through 11. You are familiar with these verses. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you, that speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, or my daughter, it's the same thing. Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked. Another process, part of the process is, I prefer this word, but it's the same, discipline. Discipline, praise God. For whom the Lord loveth, he disciplines and scourgeth every son who receiveth. Part of God's love is the chastening or the discipline. Praise the Lord. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye what? Bastards and not sons. I want to be a son. Praise God. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit. So the discipline, the chastisement of the Lord is for our profit. It's for our benefit that we might be partakers of his holiness. Praise God. If we accept the chastisement and the discipline of the Lord and we are obedient and do what he wants us to do, you see, we are partakers of his holiness. Praise the Lord. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous. Where is the joy of being chastised? You see, now we don't see it, but it seems grievous. Eh? Nevertheless, afterward, pay attention, God is doing something. Afterward, it yieldeth the peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which are what? Exercised thereby. If we exercise in this discipline, we exercise, you know, Greek, the word gym and gymnastics had to do with this word exercise. We like to do exercise and we began to walk, praise the Lord, and have communion with God. Wonderful. The physical exercise is good, but I'm talking about what? Spiritual exercise. To have what? Spiritual muscles. You see? Spiritual muscles. So when we have the problem, I accept you, what you do is not going to affect me. I haven't reached that. I need more exercise. You know what? God is going to see that my spiritual muscles are exercised. And then we have the victory. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 31 and 32. But if we would judge ourselves, we shall not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. So the Lord judges us, and He disciplines us that we should not be condemned with the world. I thank the Lord because He's judging us, and at the same time He's disciplining us and giving us, praise God, hallelujah, the strength, the power, the authority that we need, praise God, to follow Him and be obedient to His word and to His call. This is God's plan. This is waiting for us, people. And I believe God is dealing here with us. You know, praise God. Remember, the manifestation is going to be of sons, plural, and also of those sons and daughters who have reached maturity in God. This is what God had in His agenda. This is part, let's put it that way, what God has in His agenda for us. But God is busy doing something right now. Right now, that is changing us. And I want to finish this with John chapter 1 and verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He what? Power. If you receive Jesus Christ, if you have given your life to Jesus, you have received power. But better, that word power should be authority. That is greater than power. You have received authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. God has given everything that we need to become sons of God, so God can finish His work on this earth. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Changes have been made, and God is going to make more changes. Just surrender to God. Just give your heart completely to God, 100%. Praise God that we will love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. Praise God. God is busy. Let's cooperate with the Spirit of God to see His will accomplished in our midst and also in our personal life. May the Lord bless you.